This is Akashvani, the news read by Sunil Verma. At least 30 people have lost their lives after heavy rains triggered a massive landslide on the route to Vaishno Devi Shrine in Katra, Jammu and Kashmir. Heavy rains triggered a landslide near the Vaishno Devi Shrine, Katra, yesterday. Earlier, Union Home Minister Amit Shah called the landslide extremely tragic and said he had spoken to Chief Minister Omar Abdullah and Lieutenant Governor Manoj Sinha, assuring full support from the centre. In the wake of continuous rainfall, troopers from the 6th Battalion of the CRPF responded swiftly, launched rescue operations and evacuated the injured to the Community Health Centre, CHC, in Katra. The team also assisted stranded pilgrims and provided essential medical and logistical support. Meanwhile, Jammu and Kashmir Board of School Education has postponed Class 10 and 11 exams scheduled for today. All schools in Jammu Division will remain closed today due to bad weather conditions. The BSF has also postponed the recruitment process for the Constable GD Exam 2025 scheduled for today at BSF Pallora Camp, Jammu. Union Minister Dr. Jitendra Singh has said that the level of River Tavi in Jammu has receded, but River Chenab continues to flow close to the danger mark. In a social media post, the Union Minister said SDRF, NDRF, paramilitary, army and air force authorities are closely coordinating with the civil administration. He said that the immediate priority is restoration of electricity, water supply and mobile services, for which the authorities have been working continuously overnight. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that Swadeshi should be life mantra for every Indian. Speaking at Maruti Suzuki's Hansalpur plant in Ahmedabad yesterday, Mr. Modi said investment might come from anywhere in the world, but if production takes place in India, it is ultimately Swadeshi.
Atmanirbhar Bharat ke abhiyan ko hum sab aage badhaye, vocal for local bane. स्वदेशी ये हमारा जीवन मंत्र बनना चाहिए दोस्तों गर्व से स्वदेशी की तरफ चल पड़ो और यहाँ जापान के द्वारा जो चीजें बन रही है ना ये भी स्वदेशी है जो प्रोडक्शन है उसमें पसीना मेरे देशवासियों का होगा इस भाव के साथ आप मेरे साथ चलिए दोस्तों 2047 में हम ऐसा हिंदुस्तान बनाएंगे आपकी आने वाली अनेक पीढ़ियां आपके त्याग का गर्व करेगी.
The Prime Minister said that a new chapter is being added to India's Make in India journey, marking an important day in the nation's goal of Make in India and Make for the World. The government has imposed stock limits on wheat to manage the overall food security and to prevent hoarding and unscrupulous speculation. The stock limits will be applicable to traders and wholesalers, retailers, big chain retailers and processors in all states and union territories. Consumer Affairs Food and Public Distribution Ministry said that the stock limit for the traders and wholesalers was 3,000 metric tons, which has reduced to 2,000 metric tons in the revised stock limit. Senior Indian Information Service officer of 1992 batch, Vivek Kumar Gaur, passed away in New Delhi early this morning. He was 59. V.K. Gaur was currently posted in the News Services Division of Akashvani. He began his career from the regional news unit Gangtok and also served in various capacities in the Press Information Bureau and the Directorate of Field Publicity. India has said that the killing of journalists in Khan Yunis, Gaza, is shocking and deeply regrettable. In response to media queries regarding the loss of lives of journalists, Ministry of External Affairs said that India has always condemned the loss of civilian life in conflict. He said that the Israeli authorities have already instituted an investigation in this case. Indian Olympian Sifth Kaur Samra has created history by clinching the individual gold medal in the women's 50-metre rifle three positions event at the 16th Asian Shooting Championship in Shymkent, Kazakhstan. And the festival of Ganesh Chaturthi is being celebrated today across the country with great devotion. And that is the end of this news bulletin.